This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour here on the DJV program. We are here to express ourselves and to have you join in with the winners. We are all winners. Jennifer's a winner. Victoria's a winner. I'm a winner. Rich McFadden, who's in for Kara Schillen, is a winner. Low-performing people look backward. We don't. We look forward, moving ahead in time, thinking about the future. Can't do anything about the past, so how about you? Are you looking to have a good day, a wonderful week, a good month, fabulous year? Or are you stuck in the old thinking? Maybe you can cast it aside as we listen to things that are going on in the here and now. Jennifer, what's here, what's now?
Well, escalation of tension in the Middle East. Over the weekend, Iran sent 700 missiles in the way of Israel. There is a ceasefire that has been reached, and even Bibi Netanyahu is getting some criticism for making that deal with Tehran. In response to that, the United States deployed an aircraft carrier strike group and a bomber task force to the Middle East on very short notice over the weekend after what they called clear indications that Iran and their proxies were planning an attack on U.S. forces in the region. This is not great news for not only the United States, for Israel, for the whole world if this starts to kind of come to a crescendo. The White House's decision to dispatch an aircraft carrier followed these clear indications that the forces were preparing to attack U.S. forces in the region. That probably means U.S. forces that are still in Iraq. John Bolton said last night, he's a national security advisor, quote, in response to a number of troubling and escalatory indications and warnings, the United States is deploying the USS Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group and a bomber task force to the U.S. Central Command region. The United States is not looking for war with the Iranian regime, but are fully prepared to respond to any attack. That matters because this move could make an Iranian decision maker think again if there are United States troops and forces nearby. It's a one-year anniversary, by the way, from the U.S.'s deal with Iran that was set up under the Obama administration, and Washington knows they need to be prepared if there's any message being sent by the Iranians towards U.S. or our allies in the area.
These people, the people that are running the country, the Ayatollah and his religious zealots that work with him, are so against the grain of the average person. This is an age thing to a point, but we see this sort of thing happening around the rest of the world, but it's very noticeable in Iran, information coming out of Iran, how upset people are there with their government. And I wouldn't, you know, what these people who are pushing or have they have that agenda in there, they got the fingers on the button, are not speaking for the country. And it's an educated, articulate country. So the fact that these things still go on, and these people have the brazenness, I guess it's, I don't know what else you call it, to continue to stir this pot because of their hatred for the Jews, doesn't set well, that's being nice about it, with the people who are the average rank and file under 50-year-old Iranian. So sooner or later, I see a trend, frankly, where this the space is going to get shorter and more narrow for these people. Whether it's these folks or this nutbird in North Korea, how do they ever expect to win a war? What are you going to prove by starting something like this, which will, and the unrest that it causes in your countries? In North Korea, they don't know any better. Frankly, there's no real news. There's no connection to the outside world. But in Iran, that's not the case. So the continuing focus, and this is just another example of the old school thinking that is religious, based on some religious idea that is outmoded. And so what is why do you hate Jews? Why would you hate anybody that is different than you? Why? What does it do? How does it make? It's like when, remember, Richie, we used to talk about this all the time on the air when the gay marriage controversy first started, and people would call and say, oh, it's going to ruin marriage. Why? How's it going to affect
straight
you and your marriage?
People have ruined marriage.
Yeah. What are you
the divorce rate has nothing to do with gay people.
No. It's that kind of thinking that you wonder, and so it's so ingrained in people, they think they have to believe what somebody else tells them. Think for yourself. And that's what's beginning to happen in Iran. One wonders how long it'll take. They can't keep the information from the outside world out of North Korea forever. I noticed that the country is testing projectiles, along with the Iranian news, Jennifer. North Korean state media releasing photos over the weekend of some projectile testing. What does projectile mean? It means missiles, right?
Short
rocket launchers
missiles,
and things like that. Mm-hmm. So the photos show Fatty watching live fire drills of long-range multi-rocket launchers, ballistic missile as well. In one photo, he points at a monitor showing a weapon landing in the sea between North Korea and Japan. And in another report, he said the country's military is strengthening its needs to be more persistent. Meanwhile, every morning in most of the major cities, the urban areas of North Korea, there are carts that go through the cities picking up the dead from the streets. And how long does that go on?
That's crazy. That sounds like a Monty Python scene.
Well, it's like
bring
an
out
old
your
scene
dead.
From what went on when the Jews, when the Nazis took over Poland, for example, and they put them in a quarantine area and they didn't give them any food and they were all dying. That happened in World War II.
Crazy.
So it is
it's happening
crazy
right now in China, actually. There's been a lot of reporting. I don't know if you guys have heard about this. But even Mike Pompeo was asked over the weekend, the Secretary of State, about it. Did you know that the Chinese are putting 1 million Muslims into what they call re-education centers?
Yeah.
And no one has said a word about it. Nobody around the world. And there are 1 million people that are locked up in these encampments or these re-education centers. Really
well,
strange.
I don't know that the well, this has been going on for a while, but groups like Amnesty International and Witness and a lot of other groups like that have been you know talking about this for well over a year. I just don't know if it's you know sexy enough for the new mainstream news to report on it, but it's a horrible thing. And if we're going to be putting more you know more tariffs and stuff and whatever sanctions on China or tariffs, if there's going to be a big tariff war, then why can't I don't know I would personally love to see President Trump bring that up and talk about that as well. I don't know that I don't think he will, but I think that it's important to talk about.
The administration talked about it this weekend. That's why I even brought it up, because Pompeo was talking about it. And that's the first time I had even heard about it.
The risk the Chinese, again, back to what's happened, the advances in China, they wouldn't hesitate to kill hundreds of thousands of their own people if there was an uprising. But remember how things have changed there in the last 10 years even, 10, 15 years, and how they have actually a middle class. And these people are used to making money and spending money. What the heck? The average, the most popular car in China now is a Buick. They could never have done that 20 years ago, so the government takes credit. Oh, look at what we're doing for you. But by the same token, this sort of stuff, they can't keep this quiet. They can't keep it from the people that are making their living in front of a computer. They have access. The Chinese government tries to keep the pipe from having access to some of these things, but it's very difficult to do, very difficult these days. As is the story, you can't cover this one up. This is really bizarre. There's a cleanup team on Mount Everest that is picking up tons of garbage, including bodies. They have at the moment 11 tons after a 45-day cleaning initiative that started in the middle of April. They say their goal is to extract as much waste as possible so as to restore the glory to the mountain. Everest, not only the crown jewel of this sort of tourism, but it also is the site of thousands of climbing deaths, and the bodies are littered all over the side of the mountain. They picked up four bodies at the base camp this past month. More bodies being revealed. There's a warming climate, so people that have been frozen on the side of the mountain have been thawed out. Oh, my God. Imagine climbing up the mountain.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What's this?
This is not a pretty thing to volunteer for, but They have a lot of volunteers working on this, but, oh, my gosh.
And if you know this is the outcome, why in the heck do you want to climb that mountain? Go I mean, I know it's there, but there are certain things you don't have to do.
Jeez. Yeah, that's one of them. One of the things I have to do is pause at 16 after the hour on the DJV program.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
The Can-Am Ready to Ride sales event is on now because our off-road vehicles are built for this. We're built for hitting the trails as the sun comes up, for odd jobs and bales of hay, for kicking up dust on a long dirt road. So, how do you become built for this? By getting to the Ready to Ride sales event and finding a new Can-Am off-road vehicle for a great deal. Get to your local dealer to save up to $2,500 on select 2019 models for a limited time. Certain restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. Ohmygut.info.
So other things happening around the world, I don't know if you've heard this story or not about the investigation going on now. There's a spa in New Mexico that believes that two people have contracted the HIV virus after undergoing a vampire facial treatment.
It's like it brings blood up. It's gross looking, but people love these vampire facials.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I would never do this. I love all kinds of beauty treatments and stuff, but this is one I would never go near.
Involves needles being impressed into the arm in order to draw blood. The blood is then spun into a machine to separate the plasma and the platelets from the red blood cells, and then it's applied to your face with the intention of revitalizing your skin and your, you know, whatever other anti-aging things it can jazz up. The separated blood is high in protein and stem cells, boosting collagen production. It's good for elasticity in your skin. But the Department of Health called in to investigate two people contracting HIV virus. So why would that be unless they had HIV in their own blood? They're not using somebody else's blood, or is
some maybe, well, I don't know. There's it? Something, yeah. Or the needles. They just didn't use clean needles. So
wow.
Yeah.
Pass. Hard pass.
So, oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm surprised. Truthfully, I'm surprised this hasn't happened sooner. I really
Why?
Am.
Because of the way it's done?
Because every little day spa wants to call itself a med spa, and there are no doctors overseeing any of this stuff. And, you know, it's all about the profit margin and suckering people in. Look at all the women who get the bogus Botox and end up, their faces are forever changed and warped, and it's just horrible. And there's no regulation really on any of this stuff. So you have to really be careful.
There's too much regulation on some things and not enough on others. When do we get to a happy medium of having, you know, getting sort of our money's worth out of what we pay in tax? Look at the FDA and how influenced they are by big pharma, et cetera, et cetera. It's a joke. 21 after the hour here on the DJD program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You were an angel in the shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. When God takes you back, he'll say hallelujah, you're home.
All right, let's move out of this one fast. I'm going to go to sleep. Even though we know Ed Sheeran is popular, the singing and songs by Ed and Frank Sinatra, now popular at funerals. It's a new poll that's out today. I don't know why I'm thinking. Well, I suppose this is something that we ought to be thinking about. Sinatra's My Way topped the latest chart drawn by the biggest chain of funeral directors, but for the first time since the exercise began about 15 years ago, not a single traditional hymn made it into the top 10. Supermarket Flowers by Ed Sheeran, tribute to his late mom, no, his grandmother, written from the perspective of his mother, made the list for the first time. My Way held the number one slot for a number of years, since 2014, in fact. And then there's always Look on the Bright Side of Life, Richie, from Monty Python. All right, this is it.
Always look on the bright side of life. Da-da, 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 da-da.
This would be your funeral, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This one's my funeral. Oh, yeah. This one and Louis Armstrong.
That's
stuff
the one
like
I
that.
Would think of as a funeral song. What a wonderful
yep.
world.
Yep. Right. Other popular choices include Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven.
I feel like you need to be a really big Zeppelin fan to have that
yeah.
at a funeral. Right.
Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell. Who
I don't
want to have that.
At all.
This is just a joke. Right?
What is the Bat Out of Hell song?
There it is.
Weird. It's a weird choice.
Yeah. Awful. And then Angels, played by Robbie Williams. That makes sense.
I can see that one. Yeah, I get that.
What people want more than anything at a funeral is a combination of the personal and the familiar, said Reverend Jeremy Brooks, a member of the Church of England focus group working on funerals. Contemporary lyrics, he says, classical music and songs that have been the soundtrack of our lives are all valuable in helping people remember and grieve. Right. I want to, when I'm grieving, I certainly want to listen to Meatloaf. That's something.
Sometimes I like to eat. Right.
And the after, right after the ceremony, we're all going downstairs and have a big meal. Thanks to Fred for providing us with this chance to get together. All right, next up, Jack White has been awarded an honorary doctor degree during Wayne State University's commencement ceremony in Detroit. Often called a hometown hero, he was honored for his dedication to his home city, Detroit, and contributing to the arts there. I didn't realize there was too much art going on in Detroit these days. That's nice. Earlier this month, Mr. White took part in a birthday celebration for Loretta Lynn, who did a duet with Margot Price during a tribute performance. He recently reunited the Raconteurs for their first album in 11 years called Help Us, Stranger. The album comes out 21st of next month. How many people here are fans of Jack White? Richie, you like him because he's a guitarist, right?
I hate him quite horrible.
I really like him.
Yeah, I saw him at Jazz Fest last year.
Yeah.
It is one of the stranger things you'll ever see. You can't figure out what the hell is going on.
Really?
It's the weirdest
thing. I guess it's maybe polarizing, but I really like him. I saw the White Stripes a couple times, and I thought they were great. So it's not for everybody, I guess, but people who love him really love him.
No, I get it, but I just didn't get it. So.
Yeah. Well, there we go. That's something we can all argue about for the whole day here. 28 after on the DJD program.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tension around the world today. First, the U.S. is deploying a carrier strike group and bombers to the Middle East in a show of force to Iran. National Security Advisor John Bolton says the presence of the U.S. military should send a message to the Iranian government that any attack on U.S. interests would be met with unrelenting force. It's not clear what specifically prompted the action. The Pentagon says two U.S. warships sailed very close to islands that China claims in the South China Sea today. A 7th Fleet spokesman saying the guided missile destroyer made an innocent passage to challenge excessive maritime claims being made there by China. And Palestinian officials say Egypt has mediated a truce between Israel and Gaza after 3 days of violence that killed nearly 2 dozen people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJ V Show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Rich McFadden here with us. Kara Schillen is out. And Victoria has trending stories. What's happening, Victoria?
Well, we've got an update on Brunei. Of course, we talked about this a few weeks ago. There was a very high-profile campaign started by George Clooney and Elton John to boycott all of the hotels owned by the Sultan of Brunei. And the reason for that was because Brunei had was going to impose the death penalty on anyone convicted of having gay sex. And so now Brunei has actually backed down. They say that they will not impose the death penalty on those convicted of having gay sex. And this is in a bid to temper the international condemnation that followed the rollout of this new Islamic law. Now, this is Sharia law, essentially, and Brunei is a very small Asian kingdom. It became the first East Asian country to introduce Sharia law at a national level in 2014. And that, of course, is part of this death penalty for being gay was a part of that. And so J.P. Morgan, Deutsche Bank, a lot of major corporations got behind this boycott. And, you know, and this just is the power of capitalism and consumerism.
Money talks and BS walks. That's what... happens under the circumstances.
So now, the Sultan gave a speech on Sunday saying that there had been misconceptions about the laws. And that he said that he will. He will apprehend and investigate and, and look into what else is going to happen here. But for right now, there was such a global spotlight on the death penalty being imposed. So it's good. Hey, congratulations to George Clooney and Elton John for making something really work out that should never have been a law.
How many countries still have
ridiculous
sultans? That's really cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
We have the sultans text number 77177. Text BS to 77177, okay? Take care of that right off the bat. DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Couple of items from the Boeing Corporation. Number one, another 737 had a crash over the weekend. This time ran into a river off the Jacksonville Airport, but it wasn't a 737 MAX. It was an older 737. Doesn't look like, well, it's hard to figure out what the real problem is because the plane's still in the water. What bothered a lot of people, bringing up people that are working for the federal government from Guantanamo up to Jacksonville, where there is a base, I guess a Navy base there, the plane wasn't completely submerged in the St. John's River. But apparently there were people who had changed duty, so they had all their belongings with them, including their pets who were in the belly of the plane, and the pets all drowned because the plane was in the water in the river. So, and apparently, maybe the more significant story here, Boeing admitting, and my God, the lawsuits are going to have out of this, they admitted that some of the earlier 737 MAXs that were delivered accidentally, quote-unquote, had a cockpit warning light as an option. So they didn't mandate that. It wasn't a standard feature. And if it was an option, then you wouldn't know the cockpit warning light or buzzers or whatever go on saying there's something. I've been in the cockpit of a plane.
Who wouldn't choose that option?
Well, why would they have as an option?
Yeah.
That's the real question here. The management of Boeing looks really bad.
I don't know how the CEO still has a job.
I don't either.
Because there's another headline that I'm seeing right now that the sensor that was used on the 737 MAX had been flagged 216 times to the FAA before the crashes.
Right.
So that means they knew for a long time that there was a serious problem, and they got caught with the two crashes, which is terrible.
Right.
But how does this guy have a job still? I don't get it.
It's a really amazing. You're right. And the fact that the FAA apparently warned the airlines that had bought this plane, this is what even makes it more. This shows you the collusion between the feds now that are letting the airlines and the airplane manufacturers inspect their own planes. So the FAA was told during the first investigation that, in fact, the warning lights were shut off on the 737 MAXs. The pilots were told as part of training to just keep them off. And the warning light would have, what they needed to know, and that is that the plane was going into a nosedive, and the computer is, the plane is hitting weather. This is basically the synopsis. Plane maybe hits some weather or strong winds, and it starts heading down. That's what happens when the plane is confronted with some sort of wind that pushes the plane down. So automatically, if it's on autopilot, it pushes the plane up, and then if it overcompensates, which is what they were doing, the 737 MAXs were overcompensating, and then there's another thing in the computer that in order to make it compensate against going up too high, it changes the rudder or something, and that overcompensated the other way, and that's what put the planes into a nosedive. And the pilots didn't know what to do. Hello, fly the damn plane and shut the computers off. No more of this autopilot stuff where the plane takes over with an Airbus. The pilots really have to work hard once the plane gets to 10,000 feet for autopilot not to take over. the people that want to fly the planes now, an American pilot told me this a few months ago, they figured out how to get around the autopilot because they don't want the autopilot to fly the plane. Most of the time, they want to fly it themselves. But this is how where we go. You know, when I hear these stories and I think about how dangerous it is in the skies, think about your car that's on autopilot, because that's what these automatic cars are that they're building right now. They want to sell you, this is a wonderful way to stop accidents and all that other stuff. Really? We have plenty of accidents for sure based on human frailty.
Look at all the accidents that the self-driving cars during the testing have had.
Yeah. So, you want that?
Yeah. Nope. No. No thanks.
Thanks. No, not at all. So, anyway, Boeing got a real problem on their hands. And you're right, Victoria. I don't get how this guy still has a job, frankly.
And he's pretty arrogant, by the way. I don't know if you've seen any video clips of him talking to the press, but he acts like, you know, like there's not even
their
a problem
fault.
And that it's,
right.
yeah, and like it's the media's fault and it's everyone else's fault for talking about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, and then blaming pilots. He's actually, that's what he's also done. He's blamed the pilots.
Well, they're not there to defend themselves. It's an easy
yeah.
Right. They're right. in a box. Yeah. Next business story, focus on CVS, consumer value stores, and their drug stores. They're closing 46 of them, saying the locations are underperforming. They're continuing to shift more of the retail presence toward healthcare services. So this move is going to cost CVS about $135 million as they call it store rationalization. The cuts represent fewer than 1% of their 9,600 stores. Can you go in any community, any size, and not see a CVS or a Walgreens or something on every corner? They're
yeah,
all over. They're
true.
Everywhere. Everywhere. And they're cash stores, too. It's all cash. Big business, like supermarkets. The closures happened over the last month or two, included a big store, 64,000-square-foot store in Springfield, Missouri, described as the largest CVS in the world. They're too big. They're building these things too big. Four stores in Chicago, two in San Francisco, two in Minneapolis, same size or close to it. CVS plans to reduce floor space dedicated to retail products. I mean, you go in there and you see all this crappy food. That's one of the things.
It's more food than anything else now. It's junk food.
They stopped selling cigarettes, but they're selling crap food. All
it's
this
all
stuff
candy. There's a CVS across the street from our apartment, and I was there over the weekend.
Preserves food.
Aisle after aisle after aisle of all junk food.
Right. So that's not going to help them any, it would
seem.
Well,
what should they sell?
They should sell if they're going to. Why do they sell food at all? It's not a food store. It's a drugstore.
Yeah, but they're obviously doing snacks and quick purchase items that are not selling, or they probably wouldn't sell it.
When you walk into a CVS, is there always a problem at the cash register where it's...
Yep, there always is a line.
They have to call the manager over because somebody's got a coupon.
And on Friday, it's filled with beer. People go into a drugstore to buy beer on Friday.
I can't take CVS because every time I go in there, the person in front of me is going to write a check, have a coupon, and the cashier doesn't know how to handle it.
I found that yesterday the case, Richie. You're right. I went into a CVS store to get some Mucinex, and I went, I'm figuring I'm in and out and fast. Now there's somebody in front of me, and then the manager comes over. He's got to do the register and count the cash. And I looked
at him. That's why I like the self-checkout.
Well, I didn't see it in this.
The one, the one across from me does not have it here, which they should because it's so much faster.
Yeah.
But wherever they have the self-checkouts are better. But to answer Jen's question of what should they sell, I think that they're stupid to not pick up on some of the holistic. Right, but I think they're stupid to not pick up on the holistic brands that Whole Foods sells in their beauty section.
Yeah.
And even Wegmans has a lot of the brands that I have to drive 25 minutes to Wegmans or to Whole Foods.
Yep. We get a lot of that in our. Well, I'm actually thinking of Rite Aid and Rite Aid in my neighborhood because we don't really have
now
a CVS. We're the
Walgreens.
Exception.
Yeah.
Well, our Rite Aid sells a lot of those holistic products in the in the supplement aisle, that sort of thing. I mean, not fully integrated throughout the store, but certainly.
But you're right. That's a great. That's very smart, Victoria. You're right about that. Yep. So there's a business focus this week, May 5th through the 11th, is National Small Business Week. Recognition to the critical contributions small businesses make to our country. However, entrepreneurs face the first few years of business with trepidation for sure due to low survival rates. Here's Andy Solomon with that story.
According to a J.P. Morgan Institute report, 41% of new U.S. jobs are generated by small businesses. However, only one out of three new businesses survives more than 3 years. Dave McLaughlin, WeWork General Manager, says shared workspaces are helping first-time entrepreneurs succeed.
Businesses working with WeWork are experiencing a 22% annual job growth rate as compared to a global average of less than 2%. And what's exciting for us is to see the new businesses in the WeWork community, how they're thriving. They're actually 13% more likely to survive as compared to their peers.
Courtney Brand is the founder of The Lighthouse, a career platform that connects professionals with business leaders and mentors. For her, the WeWork community has been key to her company's growth.
Since joining WeWork, we've seen our community size grow by more than 10 times. As we continue growing, we know that WeWork will have the space to support us.
For more information, visit WeWork.com.
All right, so the other, let's go back to planes for a second, because the crash of that Russian jetliner in Moscow over the weekend has caused a lot of people to think, I've said this how many times, I don't know, Richie, whether you remember when I went to Kiev on that trip, it was in the late 90s, landing in Kiev, which, by the way, today or this week, one of the days this week is the anniversary of Chernobyl, and the airport in Kiev that we landed first is only about 35 miles from Chernobyl is. I remember looking around at the runway and describing on the air the planes that littered on both sides of the runway, all these crashed planes. That I remember looking out the window, and the guy with a torch cutting some seats out of a plane that had crashed on one side of the airport, you know, putting them parts into another plane. So it wasn't a surprise to see this plane blow up and killing, I guess, 41 people. Some people were able to jump out of the plane, but if you see the pictures of the back of it, it's all engulfed in flames. And the Russians admit, the Russians build these planes, and their safety record is awful. 1 out of 10 planes that they build crashes.
Jeez.
So, can you imagine?
Wow!
And the Russian government won't let them buy smaller American-made planes. They have 767, 77s, and 87s. Aeroflot does, but they don't have any. They don't have any smaller planes because they use these things that they make over there. And there's been a focus. China's making their own planes, smaller planes now, too. And people say they're going to be the same as these Russian planes. So I remember getting, when I was traveling, part of the story is when I went from Kiev to Moscow, I had to do it in an Aeroflot small plane like this. And one of the things that startled me, I didn't know that much about the safety record then, but everybody gets, the passengers all get on the plane, and then the pilots get on. And when the plane lands, the pilots get off first, and then the passengers get off. It astounded me. And everybody's used to it. I was ready to get up, and I was basically told to sit down until the pilots get off. So, anyway, it's not. If you're ever traveling, anybody traveling to Russia, do not do it on, don't fly on one of their planes, the ones that are made by them. Not a good idea. Not if you want to live long and happy life. But maybe you can say that about getting onto the newer 737s. All those planes, by the way, have been grounded at least till Labor Day. Most of the airlines are saying they're going to retool them, maybe turn them in, have them retrofitted, something like that. But you're not seeing any 737 MAXs in the sky here for a long time. 10 minutes for the hour here on the DJV program.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains. pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Money Pit Time, Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard around the country every weekend, has fabulous ideas that I want him, what he does is come on here and spoil it for the people who listen on the weekend, because he always tells us the tips ahead of time, so that you'll know it's like Game of Thrones. This is a game of fixes,
yeah.
And the fix is in. All right, so Tommy, one of the things that we're all doing, if we can get away from the raindrops here in the Northeast anyway, is try to clean up our houses after the winter, all the things coming off the trees, people wanting to power wash their homes. And some folks hire it done. However, yep. There may be a way around that, yes?
Well, certainly you could hire it done, Doug, or you could, you know, buy your own pressure washer. I mean, I love pressure washers. They're like this magical tool because you know how we all love the before and after
yes.
of a good home improvement project?
Ugly before, clean after.
Right. Well, a pressure washer is like the before and after in the palms of your hand, because as you start to blast away all the dirt and grime that the winter left behind, you see the fresh, you know, spring-like colors that pop yeah. up from your patios and your driveways and your decks. Right underneath that, I just picked up a brand new pressure washer because I like to upgrade my pressure washers every once in a while.
Yeah.
And why not? I mean, it's a smart thing to do. I got from Greenworks, they have a new one out that's the 2300 PSI electric pressure washer. And what's kind of cool about this one is the technology always amazes me because it gets better and better. So some of the things that, you know, you might not find in another pressure washer is that you don't get consistent power. You know, when you're trying to, say, do a project that needed more water pressure, it kind of stands right where it was the whole time. So this Greenworks product has this technology called Smart Flow that will boost the amount of water based on the project. And then it also has a technology called JetFlow that will boost the amount of power that you need based on the project. So how might this be important? Well, let's say that you are trying to clean up high on your house, like maybe towards the roof line, right, or the gutter line or something like that. And if you're on grade, you need a lot more power to push that water up there. And these technologies adjust for that. And it's all possible because the equipment today has brushless motor technology, which gives you that torque and tenacity to do what you need to do. And because of that technology, you can really get a lot more done with the equipment. This 2300 PSI unit from Greenworks is sold at Lowe's, and I was looking at the reviews. And I think this is indicative of what people think of the product. 93% of those who purchased it recommended it, and it had like a 4.5 out of 5 star rating with like 140 purchasers so far when I check, probably more right now. So yeah. I think that bodes well for it. It's under $300, so why not?
Why not? All right, here's listener Brian, who's in Cobleskill, cleaned his deck, but noticed that the boards are badly cracked.
Yep.
That's where that new plastic resin thing, what is that stuff called? The new
composite?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So that's also a good idea. So first of all, you want to know what your options are. And certainly, what happens to those deck boards is as they get exposed to the UV that the sun dishes out, they will crack and check and become splintery. So two options, one less expensive, one more expensive. Less expensive is they have paints today that are called, high yield paints and they're very thick. And these types of paints are sold by the major brand manufacturers. They're used for decking and such like that in docks. You don't get a lot of coverage out of them, but if you want to try to buy yourself an extra couple or 3 years out of your deck, you can use one of these high-yield paints and put a really thick layer of paint on it.
The other option, cracks from the weather.
It fills up the cracks, yeah. The other option is to take off just the decking boards and replace only those decking boards with composite decking. And this presumes that the substructure, the floor joists and such, are in good condition and that the deck is properly and securely attached to the house so we don't have any collapses when you have your 4th of July barbecue and it's filled up with 100 of your personal friends. You know, you want to be careful of stuff.
Sue him!
Yeah. You know, we kid, but it's every time we have a big holiday, you know, 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, you hear around the country of deck collapses because they get under weight of all those people. So you got to be really careful about making sure your deck and inspecting your deck to make sure it is properly secure to your house, because that's usually the weak point where it pulls away from the house and down it goes.
There you go. All right, good advice there. By the way, going back to the power washer, can we find out more information about it at the Money Pit newsletter?
We do have it. It was actually in last week's Money Pit newsletter, and it's on MoneyPit.com right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, so sign up for the Money Pit newsletter and check out what's going on at MoneyPit.com. It's newsletter at MoneyPit.com. Tom Kreitler, Leslie Segretti, the co-host of that program. Find out how to remodel, fix, decorate your house. It's a great community service they provide at MoneyPit.com. 59 past the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.